This is Dr. Olivero Dicteri for January 31st, 2023. Number one, clinical case, the Marta Faust, the last name, F-O-U-S-E. 81-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD. Four, the patient has a proteinuria that is around 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This could be related to nephrolithiasis that has been active. She recently passed a big kidney stone that we are going to send for analysis. And also related to cardiorenal syndrome, the patient has severe cardiovascular compromise, period. The patient has nephrolithiasis associated to bariatric surgery, rule in Y, gastric bypass that was present many years ago, period. The patient has a fracture in the second cervical vertebra, as well as in the left fibula after she sustained a fall. Period. Despite of the immobilization of the cervical area, the patient is going to need fusion, and this surgery is scheduled to be done in the near future. In Tampa, period. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a zero creatinine of 1.7 and an estimated EFR of 29 mLs per minute that is similar to the regular determinations that we have done, period. There is no deterioration of the kidney function. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The potassium is 5. Number, period. Number 2, the patient has a urinary tract infection. The isolated organism is unfortunately an E. coli ESBL. For the time being, we are going to prescribe Cefdinir, C-E-F, like in Foxtrot, D like in Delta, I-N-I-R, like in Roger, 300 milligrams. Daily for 7 days, given the fact that the patient has a clearance that is less than 30 mLs per minute, period. We are going to share this information with the primary care physician, Dr. Medinci, M-E-D-I-N-C-I. Following number. The patient has evidence of hypothyroidism. The T3 on January the 3rd was 1.9. with a reference that has to be between 2.3 and 4.2. The T4 is 2.1, and the reference in this lab is between 0.8 and 1.8. TSH is 0.28, period. We are going to make copies of this lab, and we are going to let the primary care adjust the medication, period. Following number, osteoporosis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without exacerbation. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, cardiac arrhythmia that is followed by Dr. Parnassa. She's off diltiazem and amiodarone. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation. Copies of this dictation to the primary care.